Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning into There's Nothing New Under the Sun. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the Sanctuary Studio in Landover Hills, Maryland, along with my big sister, Sheila G. How you doing, Sheila G?
I am wonderful. Blessed.
And my good friend and mentor, Dr. G. How you doing, Dr. G?
We're doing good.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. I know it's a little cold outside. It's going to get colder, but we thank God that God's got the heat on.
Amen.
And got the Holy Spirit rolling on the inside.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. And Father, we pray that you will bless us, that we will be able to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, God, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and, oh God, we pray that it would always be done to bring your name honor, glory, and praise. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
G, last Thursday, we were talking about when Jesus got baptized in the third chapter of the book of Matthew. And we were talking about how John the Baptist was obedient to God, and he was asked Jesus, he said, I need to be baptized from you. And Jesus said that, you know, he had to fulfill the prophecy of God. In other words, he had to do things in God's order. And that's one of the things that we as Christians with on a regular basis is making sure we're doing it in God's order.
That's right.
And, you know, when Jesus said he came to, you know, to do the will of his Father, was to do it in order. And he didn't even have to be baptized, but he wanted to set the example of doing the will of God.
That the
way to show your proper relationship with God is to repent and be baptized. And so he was demonstrating to the others, you know, that this was something that God was pleased with.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of our Bible study, we saw that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all in the same place, and that God spoke in verse 17 of Matthew, the third chapter.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in lower voice from heaven, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And so God is pleased with us when we do things decent and in order according to his plan.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us should be seeking to make sure that we're constantly reevaluating, that we're doing the things that are pleasing in God's sight.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you know, that's a question I think that we should ask ourselves every day.
Amen.
Right.
You know, are we doing what's pleasing in God's sight?
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal question.
Yes, it is.
Am I doing what God wants me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, Dr. G, God will let us know.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Yes, He will.
That we're doing what's pleasing in God's sight.
Amen.
Sheila G.
Amen. We were just having a conversation a few minutes ago as mm-hmm. far as stepping on our faith and doing the will of God and making sure that we move our fears and ourselves out of it, so that when we do ask that question, we are asking it humbly and 100% committed. Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it whether it makes sense or not.
Mm-hmm.
And John actually demonstrated that when he baptized Jesus.
Because he didn't understand.
No, it mm-hmm. made no sense.
And it's finite mind.
That's correct. And it's not an easy thing to do, because we do touch, feel, and see everything. And we have a certain way in our mind of knowing whether something's right or wrong based off our human frailty.
That's right.
But asking God, am I doing exactly what you wanted me to do right now or today or in the future, is us depending on God and walking by faith for things that we don't see, so that when He leads us in a certain direction, it doesn't necessarily have to make sense, but we know in our heart of hearts this is what God wants us to do.
Exactly. Dr. G, what type of things help build our faith to get us to that point?
Well, like, you know, it's a lot of different things. One of the biggest ones that I can think of is actually just going through and living through all of your trials, your tribulations, the struggles, your challenges, you know, everything that you must go through as a Christian, but you're keeping faith while you're going through it. Sister Gregory and I were talking, you know, every so often I go back, I look at my own life,
mm-hmm.
and I was sharing with the church on Sunday that mm-hmm. getting ready to celebrate 20 years of pastoring.
Wow.
But I've been in Christ over 40 years. And so when I go back and I look back where I started compared to mm-hmm. where I am now,
mm-hmm.
and everything that I had to go through to get me to the point of where I am now. So, you know, it's a thing of you that relationship
mm-hmm.
that you have with God. You've got to really have a personal one-on-one
right.
with Him
right.
to know that it's God speaking to you. And when He tells you to do something, you don't have to worry about it. It may not make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's God, so you trust Him enough to follow His instructions.
Amen. That's what we, like I said, every day we have to get, you know,
mm-hmm.
look at that person in the mirror.
Right.
And, you know, it's easy to always point the finger and talk about somebody else.
Right.
And a lot of times that's what people do. So, I'm not that bad. Look what so-and-so. Look what so-and-so.
Quit.
I'm not as bad as so-and-so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I got issues with mine not like so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
know,
are you 100%
right.
for the Lord, though?
But so-and-so is not going to stand before God and give
right.
an account on your
right.
behalf.
Right.
We all are going to give account to God on
exactly.
our behalf, our own behalf, and we have to make sure that we're lining up with God. And so one of the things baptism is it says that you're lining up with God.
Right.
It says that you're accepting His death, His burial, and His resurrection,
mm-hmm.
and that you're accepting that you're in Him and He's in you, and you're accepting, basically, you're accepting His salvation as yours.
Right.
And so when we stand before God, God's not looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at us through Christ.
Amen.
Right.
And that's what we're accepting. We're repenting, and by faith we're accepting His salvation. And so what we're saying is, now that He's in us and we are in Him, now we have to behave a certain way.
Amen.
Right.
That we're not just saying, okay, He's my Savior, but He's also my Lord. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Lord have mercy. A lot of people want to save you, Sheila G.
Come right. on.
But they don't want a Lord.
Right.
Lord, to have a Lord, that means that you take yourself off the throne.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you allow God to be on the throne.
That's yeah. right.
See, we just want to be saved and continue mm-hmm. to
do our own
thing.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. It's true. We want to do our own thing based off our own frailties instead of trusting in a God that knows everything and knows our destiny and just trusting Him. But we tend to trust ourselves a lot of times more than we trust God.
Amen. Dr. G, what is it about us that we want a Savior, but we don't want a Lord?
Well, you know, at the moment that we accept Him, you know, we're on an emotional high. And it sounds good. We feel good. You know,
for some of us,
you know, we're getting baptized. The tears are flowing. We're thinking about everything. But then the moment after we do it, then that's when the real work starts.
Mm.
And, you know, I share with folk after we baptize them that this is just the beginning.
Right.
And the devil is going to come after you with full force
mm-hmm.
to pull you back. Because if he can get you, that's the time that he's going to get you and pull you back.
No.
But we get caught up in our emotions and feelings. We don't understand that's the beginning of our growth.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not willing to grow in the body, we're going to always get pulled back and turn away from God and do our own thing.
Yeah, it's something that the enemy is always on the prowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, we get up in our emotional, in our emotions, and when we get in our emotions, it causes us to do our own thing. And that's when we're out of the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody has to check their feelings.
Amen. At the door.
Because John could have got his feelings hurt.
Yes, he could have.
That's right.
Jesus could have got his feelings hurt.
That's true.
And when we get caught up in our feelings, amen, then that puts us outside of the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as humans, we have to recognize. You have to recognize, I have to recognize it, that we're still human and we can get caught up in our feelings,
right.
But that puts us outside of the pleasing God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to learn to recalibrate every day to say, hey, am I still in my emotions? Am
right.
I still in my feelings?
Right.
Or am I doing the will of God?
That's right.
And then make that repentance and get back in line. That's the thing about salvation, Sheila G, is that the blood never loses its power.
Right.
And in John, the first chapter, I believe 1 John 1:9, it says that if we confess our sins, that he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So John was talking to saved folk. So anytime you mess up, you get out of line, get in your emotions, what you have to do is go to God and ask God to forgive you.
Right.
And he'll forgive you. And the thing that I love about it, Sheila G, is he'll clean you up and put you back in line.
Yes, he will. And he'll help you to get those feelings in check. He'll help you get past being in your feelings.
Yes.
Because, and that's what's a good thing, because, you know, man will hold a grudge forever.
Yes.
But with God, when you go to him and you're like, you know what, Lord, I really messed up. Sometimes it even takes us a minute to forgive ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But God himself forgives us so that we can actually feel, in quotes, better about ourselves. And not, you know how like when you make a mistake and you're like,
oh man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
he cleanses that, wipes it up, says that you can't look back, you know, gonna keep pressing for the mark because you can't change it.
Right.
But try to strive not to do that again,
right.
And I will bless you.
Right.
And he still blesses you, so he still in a way hollows us
mm-hmm.
and does make us feel better after we mess up. But that's his spirit within us.
Yes.
That's that spirit in us, that spirit that's in our conscience, that spirit that is telling us we can't go on regardless of what we see.
Amen.
Regardless of how something may have felt yesterday and you reacted to it, you knew you shouldn't have reacted
mm-hmm.
to it because that spirit in
mm-hmm.
you was like,
exactly.
And your conscience is like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Amen.
But God gives you that peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
To say that, okay, you did. But you recognize that you did.
Right.
Like you said, you didn't point the finger at somebody else.
Right, right, right.
you looked yourself in the mirror, you recognize that you separated yourself from him, mm-hmm. and that you want to be back with him,
yeah.
and he allows you to come back.
Isn't that awesome?
He allows you. He doesn't have to.
Uh-uh. He allows
he
you.
He allows you to come back in line with him and savor.
That's an awesome God,
yes,
right
is.
There. And in this obedient, God says, "I am well pleased." You know, He said, "This is what I'm well pleased." And so, what I share with people, Dr. G, is when we look at this, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one accord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Spirit is there, Jesus is there, the hope and God the Father is there. That's the Trinity that people talk about, but they actually don't see the word Trinity in the
right.
Bible.
Right.
But here's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, right here, working on one accord.
Right.
And that what I tell people is that's what God's pleased with. God's pleased with when and He sets the example of us being on one accord,
mm-hmm.
being on the same page. And that's the device of the enemy, like you said, to try to throw
mm-hmm.
us off, is to get us off of that same page.
Right.
Amen.
To get us in a place where we're not pleasing God.
Right.
To get us to be at each other,
Amen.
To be upset and not on one accord. But when you're on one accord, that's where God's program, that's where God's purpose in our life can get fulfilled
mm.
when we're all on that one accord doing what's pleasing in the sight of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when Christians can get to that point,
wow.
that's a powerful force. That's
wow.
a powerful
yes,
entity because we're not getting stuck in our thing.
Right.
It's easy to get stuck in our thing.
Amen.
Right.
But we're not getting stuck in our thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were saying, you know, we need to move past this and
right.
get with God's program
right.
and get on that one accord because that's a powerful motion.
It is.
That's a powerful movement. Where we're saying, hey, you know, life happens, things go up, things go down,
mm-hmm.
but as long as we stay, you know, in it with God,
that's right.
You know, and that had to be a powerful testimony to John
mm-hmm.
when he saw that God, the Father, the
on.
Son, and the Holy Spirit
Ooh.
In the same
Come
place,
wow.
and he was a part of that
yeah.
to realize his ministry wasn't in vain.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it takes a lot because, as you said, we're human. And one of the biggest joys for me right now is seeing people within my church
mm-hmm.
being changed.
Yeah.
Not just with lip service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about where you can actually see
the change
in their lives.
And,
mm-hmm.
and in their lives, and, you know, they're clinging to their word. I'll share Sister Greg with since she's been home. And, you know, that's what I say, all things work together for the
yeah.
good to them that love God.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend has been in that word and listening to people like T.D. Jakes,
mm-hmm.
Joyce Myers.
Right.
And, I mean, granted, she called me, but she's feeding
yeah.
other people.
Yeah.
Tell me, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Call here, check this out.
Yeah.
And they're doing it. And the testimonies that are coming from it are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, once that word gets out there and you can feel
yeah.
that God is pleased with what's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
They can feel it. She's yeah. growing. And I'm just sitting back saying, all right, Lord. it makes pastoring worth it.
Lord Jesus.
When you see those kinds of changes.
Lord Jesus. Amen.
An amazing thing about that is, like, I will wake up and I'll pray, and then the Lord just puts my spirit, send this scripture to this person,
mm-hmm.
send this
mm-hmm.
scripture. And I before I even read it,
yeah.
he's like, send it that. And then I hear later that was what they
That's
needed
what
when they needed.
Exactly.
But it's again, it's because I don't have that clutter and that business in my
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
So because I don't have that clutter and that busyness, He's probably been trying to say these things to me already, but
Amen.
I was just distracted.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so when he's saying it to me, I'm like, okay, boom, and I just send it out, and there it is. And I don't even, it's like, send this one.
Amen.
And I don't even read it.
Amen.
But then it comes back to me that that's what that person needed at
right.
that time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where John the Baptist, the word was eclectic, where his unusual behavior where he wasn't like the status quo came
mm-hmm.
into effect. So he wasn't cluttered with trying
right.
to be
right.
the standard.
Right.
But he was eclectic to the point where he was just, his main focus was getting the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Jesus came, he recognized who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And when he recognized who he was being able to be obedient to do what he said. Mm-hmm. And he didn't say, well, wait a minute, I can't do this, right. I didn't do this, or I couldn't even recognize who Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that clutter does.
Right.
And so when you don't have that and you have that in tuneness with God, that's mm-hmm. when you can start receiving and you can start blessing others.
Amen.
Right. Because of your relationship, like you said, right. with God is right. that much stronger.
That's
and,
right.
and when you are obedient mm-hmm. to what God tells you to do,
mm-hmm.
whether you want to or not, I mean, you become such a blessing for other people.
Right.
And he puts you in places in other people's lives
yeah.
where they need that right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, you know, you get the clutter out the way, you get all that little business out the
mm-hmm.
way, then the Lord can use you to do his bidding.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you know, when Jesus, and we're going to look at how Jesus started his earthly ministry, but one of the things as a younger person, when he was getting prepared,
mm-hmm.
studying, his parents couldn't find him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a group
right.
with the group, and
right.
he said I had to be about my father's business.
That's right.
You know, but can you imagine as a mother knowing your
that's
son
right.
is
mm.
the son of God,
right,
and as
yeah.
a father knowing that your son is the son of God,
mm-hmm.
and he's telling you as your father, you're his dad, Dr. G, and he's saying, I got to be my
father.
So there's something greater,
amen.
You know,
mm-hmm.
than us. And all of us have to realize there's something greater than us
that's
that
right.
God wants to get out of us.
That's right.
Somebody just received
that's
that.
That's right.
Come on.
Somebody just received that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Somebody just received
it. Amen.
Amen.
Oof. Did you feel that? Oh,
I
my
did.
Gosh.
I did. I've been feeling it for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
God is good.
There's something greater than us that God wants.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can get in tune with that, when our antennae line up with his antennae,
mm-hmm.
that's when that begins to start taking place.
Right.
But
right.
God has to get us out of a situation,
right.
or into a situation,
right.
so that those axes can line up.
That's
to
right.
say, okay, John the Baptist or whoever you are, now I got you in this situation,
mm-hmm.
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can see the Savior.
Right.
Now you can hear the Savior.
Right.
Now you can be obedient to the Savior.
Yeah.
Now you can please God.
Yeah.
And now the purpose of God and the plan of God
mm-hmm.
for your life can be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I've seen that so much this past year. Someone would share with me they had the clutter going on, and they had to actually be by themselves
yeah.
in a desert.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the Lord spoke to them just as clear, and they truly, truly, 100% trusted God and stepped out on faith.
Oh, my God.
But again, that clutter,
yeah.
get it
once you
work.
Get that clutter, and the thing is now when I do go back to work, I'm practicing. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to allow things to be around me so that I can learn that regardless of what's going on around
mm-hmm.
me, I still am tuned in 100%
right.
to you, and the clutter is secondary.
It's going to be what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be secondary, but it's nothing like just you and the Lord for a period of time.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
And the blessings
mm-hmm.
that come from it.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It is amazing.
And like you said, you have to really have that moment with God. No matter what, because people can talk and blah, 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 but you got to have that moment
that's
with God.
Right.
It's
yep.
an individual thing.
Yes,
and you have to be quiet enough to be able to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Say that word again.
Be, you have to be quiet enough to be able to receive it.
Amen.
What are you trying to say?
Amen. When you answering 101 emails
on,
and 2,000 phone calls and managing 50,000 people.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And then trying to come home and manage a family.
Mm. Oh, God. But here, he was well pleased. And John the Baptist's time, and this is what I tell people,
mm-hmm.
we don't know how long our window of ministry is.
That's right.
Amen. I was talking to a young lady today, and said we can only take it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because yesterday's gone.
Right.
Tomorrow may never be us.
I promise.
All we got is today.
That's right.
And we have to understand whatever God gives us today, that's what we have to do. Mm-hmm. So while today is today,
that's right.
We need to take advantage of that. And so John the Baptist, he ended up being martyred because of his faith.
Mm-hmm.
But he went to that higher level.
Yes.
That God wanted him to do. That was the highest honor of his life right
Amen.
There.
That's right.
Was to baptize his Lord
mm-hmm.
and Savior.
Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And shortly after that, Dr. G, mm-hmm. his life was taken.
Right.
Right.
And so we had to get to the point where we have to yield ourselves to say, okay, I'm ready to go to that higher level that God has for me because I don't know what my time frame
That's right.
is.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But just like Simeon before he died, he asked mm-hmm. God to let him see the Savior.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But we got to get to that point to say, Lord, I'm ready to go to that higher level.
Right.
So you can fulfill in my life your purpose and plan in my life.
That's right.
So
That's
I can
right.
see that.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Dr. G.
Amen. I agree with you. And you know, I'm always telling folks that we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know how long
uh-huh.
we have to be here. We don't know whether or not we're going to wake up to see tomorrow. But while we have today, this
right.
is the day that the Lord has
Amen.
Made.
That's right.
And we've got to take advantage of it and do just what you said. We've got to honor him. We've got to praise him. And we've got to be able to be obedient
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
Can't worry about tomorrow.
That's right.
Today.
Today. Too many folk are depending on tomorrow.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a sermon right
mm-hmm.
there. Ooh, boy. Are you depending on tomorrow?
Yeah.
And haven't even taken care of today.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Because tomorrow might not be there.
Hello. And whatever mm-hmm. tomorrow is, God mm-hmm. is still ultimately in control.
And he's going to take care of it.
And he will take care of it.
So here, and we're going to go to chapter 4 of the book of Matthew, but I just want to make sure everybody understood about baptism and just want to ask the question, is everybody understanding? We want to ask the studio audience, and we'll get some folk on the phone to just ask the question, does everybody understand what, you know, that water baptism is about? Well, everybody's understanding.
Does everybody understand
what the word is? Everybody's good? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to ask some folk on the phone if they understand. We're going to go to When I call the last four digits of your phone number, for those on the phone, we'll get you on the air. So we're gonna go to 4626. 4626. You're on the air. 4626. All right. We're gonna go next to 1741. 1741. You're on the air.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Just wanted to know if everyone understood about baptism before we go to chapter 4.
Yes, I understand about baptism.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go to chapter 4. Seems like everybody understands that, Sheila D.
Mm-hmm.
So in chapter 4 of the book of Matthew, this is where Jesus sets the example for all of us in ministry.
Amen.
That's right.
If you're looking for a 101 class, you know, when you go to school, you have your basics is whatever 101.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 101 of how to survive in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
This is 101, how
Amen.
To survive and thrive in ministry.
That's right.
Anybody ever been took a college course and you had to take 101?
Yeah.
So-and-so 101?
Yeah.
This is ministry survival 101.
That's right.
Taught by Jesus.
Amen.
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 And a lot of times the teacher will have the experience to be able to teach you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so in how to survive ministry 101, Sheila G., the first thing that you have to realize is that there's going to be opposition
right.
to your ministry.
That's
well,
right. That's right.
Is anybody tracking me on that?
Yep. Yeah.
First thing to do is when you get involved in ministry, there's going to be opposition
Amen.
To ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That means that everything you try to do, there's going to be an opposition to try to prevent you from doing it.
Amen.
Right. And when you're talking about ministry, you're not just talking about, you're talking about lay folk as well as actual ministry.
Yeah.
We all have, as soon as you say ministry, everybody's like, oh, that's not me.
No. We're not talking about just the minister or the elder or we're talking about the ecclesia. We're talking about the called out the church.
Amen.
Right.
So what was the first thing of ministry 101? Is that there's going to be resistance to whatever your ministry, whatever you're doing.
Right. Amen.
From A to Z.
That's right.
Whatever it is you're trying to do, there's going to be resistance to it.
Right. Amen. Amen.
So in other words, if you like to ride a bike in first gear,
come on,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get stuck in 18. Amen. Anybody ever rode in 18th gear? In other words, it's gonna be
hard.
Hard.
You're gonna have
it's
to.
It's gonna be hard. Put some
don't go in there with your eyes closed, thinking it's gonna be
easy.
Nope.
Only way it's going to get that is when you're coasting.
Thank you.
And God will put you some heels
yes,
when you
will.
Can coast for a little
That's
while.
Right.
But when it's time to come to that
you
next challenge,
climb back up. Climb that mountain.
Sometimes you had to get up out your seat. Anybody rode a bike, you had to get up out your seat.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And your leg be burning.
Uh-huh.
Keep going.
And then you can see some other heels out there. You're like, oh my goodness. There's going to be some resistance to ministry.
Amen.
And I see too many people, they get baptized, they gung-ho.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God is good. We're going to go out and save the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus is this. And then they hit that mountain in 18 years.
Come on.
Bam.
Amen.
And you know what they do? It's too hard. And
it's
they get
hard.
Off the bike.
Hello.
They get off the bike.
Amen.
It's hard. And they're still out of shape.
And they get off the bike. They get off the bike. They get off the ministry. How many ministers you know?
Yeah. A whole bunch of them. And especially the young ones.
Yeah.
You know, when they come into, and we're talking about ministers right now, when they come into the ministry, like you said, they've got this mindset that it's about power, it's about glory,
prestige.
You know, we're going to make a whole bunch of money. Mm-hmm. It's none of that mess.
Not about that.
It's about hard work. And if you're sincere, devil is going to be at you.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil is going to work through folk that you wouldn't think.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's tricky.
Hello.
So know that there's going to be resistance, but know that God has prepared.
Thank you.
A resistance breaker downer.
All right.
That's the word.
Come on.
Amen. And you got to know who your resistance breaker downer
is. Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Amen. Ministry 101 is going to be resistance. And because it's going to be resistance, you need to know who your resistance breaker downer is going to be.
All right.
Who he is. And we make the mistake to think that we're the resistance breaker downer.
Mm.
That's right.
But greater is what?
He that is in the world.
And the he that we're talking about is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is the resistance breaker downer.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So here, Jesus got baptized, and now he's got to get prepared for the resistance that's going to be in his earthly ministry.
Lord,
let's go to chapter 4. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Step three is we have to give the resistance breaker downer the material to use in our life.
That's right.
So if we don't have the material for the resistance breaker downer to use, he's looking at you saying, I'm here to enforce it.
Come on.
But if you don't have it on board, you look,
right.
I don't have nothing to work with.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
That's why when we get into ministry, we need to know the word.
That's right.
Because the word is what the Spirit, Holy Spirit uses to be able to deal with the resistance in the ministry.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Am I going too fast?
No,
you're doing all right.
You're right on point.
You're doing all right.
Right on point.
So let's look at the example that Jesus said. All right, here, chapter 4, verse 1, he says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit, Holy Spirit was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Into the wilderness. Now, how many of us got wilderness? Lord have mercy.
Here we go with that word again.
To be tempted or tested of the devil.
That's right.
When you get in ministry, that just comes as a part of it. The devil's going to be there to try to resist you and test you while you're trying to do the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a given.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
It's going to be there.
That's right.
It's a constant. Anybody ever does math, you know, there's a constant.
Mm-hmm.
It's the constant variable.
That's right.
That's going to be there. So anytime you're in ministry, you're going to have the constant variable that you have to overcome, which is Satan. You can't erase him out.
Nope.
No.
You got to use the Holy Spirit to deal with that constant variable.
Because
God has a formula to put him in check.
That's right. He gives you that authority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have power and authority.
Yeah.
Devil has power on this earth, but he has no authority.
That's it.
Because God is the one that has to allow him to devour the earth as he's running around teaching. So, yeah, he has a little bit of power, but we have power and authority.
Yeah.
And that authority is that holy word where we're like, no, push you back.
Right.
I'm calling on the name of Jesus. I'm trusting in the Lord. Holy Ghost will say, you got to back off my child.
Exactly.
But we got to have that in there. We got to call on him because God's not going to just jump in there.
No, come on.
We have to use that authority and say in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's our role.
That's right.
God says, I've given you the power and the authority. But we have to avail ourselves. We have to make ourselves available to get that word inside
that's
of us.
Right.
So when the situation comes up, well, we got to deal with that constant.
Mm-hmm.
And in ministry, it's a constant.
Amen.
You got to use the formula of God to be able to deal with that constant.
Right.
You can't move forward just like an algebraic formula.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know what cancels out what
right, in
order to make it work.
That's right.
And if you don't, then you're just going to be stuck.
Come on.
That's right.
And so what Jesus did is he's given us the formula to be able to deal with that constant and move forward in ministry.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to?
Amen.
You're doing all right.
And that ministry is through the way we live our lives because
Amen.
People are constantly watching us. And our lives should be such that they're like, okay, you know what? If they can make it through based off that and they have the power, I want some of that
Amen.
Power.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how you draw other people. Because,
Amen.
God, you're doing things. Things are happening. You're going through. But somehow you're still able to have a smile on your face. Somehow you're able to resist that temptation. You have the same temptations that I do. But somehow you're not getting pulled into it.
Right. And here is the temptation that's faced Jesus. And I think everybody like to eat.
No new birth, though.
Starving.
Birth can roll.
Can I say it like that? Everybody
likes
to eat.
Amen.
Amen.
I think they're going to die if they don't get enough food.
Amen. And Jesus went down 40 days.
Lord, yep. Have mercy.
Amen. And the Bible said afterward he was hungry. Some people say we can't go 40 minutes.
Amen.
Without thinking about that cheeseburger. Hey,
come on now.
Snack. Something.
That's fried chicken.
So lesson number four is we can't minister in the flesh.
Amen.
That's right. Because it's weak.
Because the flesh is weak.
That's right. And the devil powers on our weakness.
Mm. We can't minister in the flesh because the flesh will tell you, I'm getting off this bike, I'm tired, my leg's burning,
never
I ain't
mind.
Trying to pump this hill no more.
No, right.
I know God is good, but I ain't doing it no more.
Right. Here we go with the butt.
Right.
And if you get your butt
out the way.
Get your butt out the way. Right. But the flesh, here the devil says, oh, he's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
He's weak in the flesh.
Weak.
And because I know the flesh is weak, and he knows that he can influence the flesh, that's a little bit of the influence he has.
That's his little bit of power.
That's his little bit of power.
No authority, just a little bit of power.
He can influence the flesh. He said, let me get him while he's hungry.
Well,
right?
Mm.
While the flesh is weak.
That's right.
So here he hits him with, in verse 2, it says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And verse 3 picks up and says, and when he, the tempter came to him, said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
Yeah.
So that the enemy will come in, come to you and say, you a child of God, why is life so hard? Anybody ever identify with that?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
If you're a Christian,
uh-huh. I thought you were a Christian.
Say,
uh-huh.
why is life so hard?
Uh-huh. Why are you struggling?
Why are you struggling? That's where the enemy comes in. You say? You say you son of God? Are you say? Why are you struggling? Why is life so hard? Why are these things happening in your life?
Uh-huh.
Try to influence you in God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So to know he's going to come, he's going to try to influence you,
yep.
he's going to try to take you off your game.
Mm-hmm.
But here is how Jesus, who is the Word of God, used the Word of God and used the authority of the Word of God to be able to conquer
that's right.
the attack of the enemy.
Amen.
Yep. That's right.
And if you are in ministry in any form and you think you're not going to get attacked, you are naive.
Amen.
Exactly. You just, or you just on your way to hell.
Amen.
because as long as you're trying to do things for Christ and you're following the Lord, he's going to come at you. If you already belong to him, he's not going to
Exactly. So. When you are ministering, then the enemy he's always going to try to attack.
That's right.
He's always going to try to attack you,
mm-hmm.
and so you have to use that word of God to overcome
there
the attack of the enemy.
There it is.
Dr. G, he didn't make it very hard. Mm-hmm. He just made it plain.
Mm-hmm. We make it hard.
That's right.
Because we don't want to study the word, and then we don't know enough of it.
Right.
To fight the enemy off.
To fight him off.
And, you know, we can't use John 3:16 forever. I mean, that's good when we start out as babies, but come on.
So Jesus quoted the word. So
mm-hmm.
the word of, now, if Jesus, who is the word,
right.
used the word of God
in his time of
physical weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the example that we should
that
use?
Is the example, the ultimate example.
And he quoted, I believe it was a book of Deuteronomy when
mm-hmm.
he quoted Deuteronomy 8th chapter
yep.
and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to learn to do is when these situations come in, have enough word in us that when these situations come, the Holy Spirit can bring it up and use it. And when we speak it, the authority,
mm-hmm.
amen, has the ability to deal with the situation.
Right.
Very simple, but we got to get it on our hard drive.
That's right. Mm. That's right. That's right. Because then actually, even when you're struggling like that, the Holy Spirit can intercede from you with moaning and groaning, which
yes.
the devil can't figure out. But if you don't have that relationship with him, if you don't know that scripture, you don't know that, okay, you know what, I'm at my weakness, but Lord, I know that you're going to pray, because I don't know what to pray for.
Yeah. But it's on your hard drive.
But it's on my hard drive.
Yeah.
But I know that even when I don't know what to pray for, he does.
Right.
And that Holy mm-hmm. Spirit is going to intercede for me so you can say,
yeah.
okay, devil, you need to get up off of me.
Yep. And then the Holy Spirit is sort of, if those are computer ease, it's sort of like the microprocessor.
Mm-hmm.
And the microprocessor can get what it needs off of the hard drive
right.
in order to run the program.
That's
all
right.
right.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the program not going to run if the microprocessor looks at the hard drive and it's not there.
Hello.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing on there.
It can't run the program.
Okay. All right. I can't help you.
but we need to understand that's where, and I know people tired of their pastors preaching, you need to get into the word.
Hello.
You need to come to Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come to
That's
Sunday school. I know it's like a Bible study. Bible study. 1 hour. 1 hour. Sunday school. Sunday school.
All right.
Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
And I know they get tired of hearing it.
Bible study, Sunday school. Getting your word.
But Jesus is teaching ministry 101.
That's right.
And how to be successful. And that's what he used. He used the word of God
that's right.
to overcome the resistance to ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the reason why people are tired in ministry is they don't have the Word of God available for the Holy Spirit to use
right.
to help them to overcome that constant that's always going to be against you.
Right.
Mm. And sometimes it's other people.
Yeah.
Well,
sometimes the people you least expect.
Church folk, too.
Amen.
Amen.
And you have to use the Word of God to say, love those.
Amen.
Despitefully to you.
Come on.
And say what? All manner of evil
against you falsely.
Falsely.
For my sake.
For his sake.
But rejoice.
Oh. But rejoice. See, he got the Word in him. See how the Holy Spirit went to the hard drive and brought it out?
But rejoice.
Just like Dr. G.
Mm-hmm. And be exceedingly glad in it.
Amen.
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 But like you said, you've got to get it in you, and it just comes natural.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad part about that is too many of us, you know, we think we can go it alone. We don't need it. Try to fight the devil without it.
Oh, have mercy. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the part that scared me when I first started getting in the Word. Somebody told me that the devil know more scripture than the saint.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Than the average one.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So Jesus used the Word of God in this slew foot joker.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So, you can use the Word of God?
I
know the Word of God too.
Yep.
And you got Christians talking about, I don't need to go. I go to church. I don't need to go to Bible study. I don't need Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
I go and I pray.
Okay.
I'm doing it my way.
Let's go down to verse 3, where Jesus quoted Deuteronomy. He says, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And Jesus in verse 4 went to Deuteronomy 8:3. He said, but Jesus answered and said, it is written.
Yep. Hello.
Really?
Come on.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Caesar?
Nope.
Gregory?
Nope.
Huh?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Out of the mouth of what?
God. And he told him it is written. He could have just said the scripture.
He said it is written. This is the Word of God.
Yeah.
And when you deal with the enemy, you tell the enemy, this is what thus said the Lord.
With another person in a minute and tell them what to do. We need to tell the devil what to do.
Come on, Shirley G. Amen.
Preach it.
Tell the enemy, this is authority, the power that God has given me.
Right.
He said, if his word abides in me and I abide in him, right. I can say what I want and it'll be given unto me.
So
back upon me. So in the name of Jesus, amen.
I rebuke
you in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
Right.
I'm the head and not the tail. First and not last.
That's
amen.
Right.
I am saved. Amen. And can never be unsaved.
That's all right.
And so you have to speak those things to the enemy. He goes into checkmate and he gets neutralized and then you can move on.
Amen. Yeah.
But the thing about it, he's going to keep coming back.
Here
That's
we go.
Right.
Here we go.
So let's go. Okay, Jesus spoke that in verse 5. Let's go. And the devil taketh him up into a holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can blow your mind with some stuff.
Come right.
on. Amen.
Yep.
Get you going out there, get you to forget about God, right?
Yeah.
Show you all the things of the world. How many times has the devil shown you the things of the world? You done lost your mind. Forget about God. Amen. And you out there with the Word.
Right.
Be just like the prodigal son.
Having a good time.
Amen. So you a big ball of shot call.
Come on now.
Amen. Amen. You calling the shot.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Big ball.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's and so right. he sets you up. And then in verse 6, this is how, this scared me when I first started studying. In verse 6 he said, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself what?
Down.
For it is what?
Written.
Oh, my God.
That was the devil saying that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The devil's quoting scripture.
Hello.
Yep. Yes, he is. Taking out of context, though.
Taking it out of context. But he quotes scripture. We do it all the time.
Right. He's taking it out of context, and people fall for that because they don't know the word.
Dr. G.
Isn't that what it is, leg days?
That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Get you under bondage.
Uh-huh.
Dr. G.
Uh-huh.
Satan can quote scripture, and all we know is John 3:16.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen.
What, Sheila G, what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
that is not understanding the power and authority we have in the Lord. And the only way to do that is to read the scripture. And then we don't have anything to come back at it. So if we're truly, 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 truly saved, we're hungry to know it.
Yeah.
We want to know.
That's our survival.
That is our survival, because we know that he's coming at us.
Mm.
But when he comes at us, being counted all joy when falling down with temptation, all things work together for the good of those who love him. Well, yep. I know I love him, so it's going to work out.
Right. But
he tends to know more than we do, because we don't spend the time to go to Bible study, Sunday school, prayer service, to get it in us so that when he comes at us, we're able to fight that.
All right.
So why don't we follow? I'm tongue tied. Why don't we follow the formula?
It'll be hard headed. There's be no more than God, and that gets us in trouble every time.
Oh my God! The Bible says it's stiff neck.
Amen.
Yeah.
Uncircumcised.
Stiff neck. Hard
headed.
I think we know so much.
And he's quoting scripture. He quoted Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone.
Yep.
So here the enemy
and
throwing,
he said it is written.
And he said it is written.
And let me read Psalm 91, 11 and 12. It says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
He quoted it. Used it out of context.
That's what I was going to say. He didn't bring in, thou shalt not tempt the Lord.
And that's what Jesus comes by and says, this is the context of that script.
Right.
He totally took it out of context.
See, that's why you can't just say script, you got to know the context.
Amen.
Because a lot of times people will manipulate you by taking scripture out of context.
Right.
So Jesus comes back. Again, this is how to survive and thrive in ministry 101. Mm-hmm. He says in verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written, I love this word, again. What does it mean? That you have to use the word over and over again.
Amen.
You can't just get it on in the morning. You got to live this thing all day long.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy will come at you and will try to knock you off your game all day long.
That's so right.
He got people out there that he's using, pimping, amen, to get you off your game.
Mm-hmm.
They come in all shapes, sizes, and forms.
That's right.
And so we have to learn that we have to say again. And he said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Mm.
In other words, yeah, he'll keep me from dashing my foot off the stone.
Mm-hmm.
But the scripture doesn't tell me to jump off the
anyway,
off
hello.
Temple.
Come
on, see if he's going to keep me.
Hello.
I'm going to bust my head wide open.
Just to see if he meant what he said.
Right. So where are we with this? Where are we with this as far as are knowing the word of God, you know, and everyone that's studying the Bible with us, you know, we have fun with it, we interact with it, but where are we as individuals?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like we were talking about John the Baptist being obedient. Where are we when Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Where are we with having, like Dr. G said, it comes natural? Where are we with this? When God wants us to live an abundant life, but we have to come through and get the word of God in order to live that abundant life. Where are we with our study? What's our grade when it comes to ministry 101? What is our standard?
Yeah.
The thing is, we have to make it a priority and not try to fit it in.
Hello.
Like you said, some people will wait till Sunday before they touch their Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, you have so much going on, and you can't just fit in enough for you to carry you throughout the week, which is why you have Bible study during the week, which is why you have that prayer service during the week. So that would, and even in your own private time, you should be picking up, reading the Day of the Bread, something, every day to get that word in you.
Yeah.
Because it may be a lot of times the Lord is giving you something because he knows what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he could put a word in you that morning, and then when something hits you, you're like, okay, that's why you wanted me to read that.
And that, and that's where we need to be. And you know, we could, we could, we could beat this horse into the ground about Bible study, Sunday school, whatever's getting into the word. But at some point, you have to realize that you need it individually. And that's with all of us. And all jokes aside, until we realize that we need God like that, we're always going to struggle.
That's right.
And it has to be an individual thing that I need God like that. I don't know about anybody else.
I know.
But I need God like that.
Amen. That's right.
And until you get to that point, it's going to be a struggle.
Right.
To the point where you say, I really need God like that in my life. Just the way Jesus used that word and had God and the Holy Spirit to help him, being God and man, to walk this earthly life. And when you get to the point where you need God like that, then what will happen is, then you'll start experiencing God in a different way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to start experiencing that on a higher level and be able to deal with these things without falling apart. We had one of our members' son was shot last night. Amen. Mm-hmm. But he said the Holy Spirit has kept him and his wife. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to get him on the phone. He has a testimony, Dr. Lee. Let me see if I can get him on the line, about how when the news came, they were still able to stay in tune with God. I'm going to try to get Dr. Lee on the line. Dr. Lee, is that you on the line? Dr. Lee? 2122? 2122, you're on air. Might just be listening in. But him and his wife, even though that came into their lives, they were still able to remain focused on trusting God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's ever had something tragic or trying in your life, it comes through having that word in you that the Holy Spirit can use.
That's right.
To comfort you in those times of struggle.
And we really have to have that word in us all the time, because there are certain things that I know have happened in my life where it comes unexpected.
Yeah.
And so you don't have a second to say, okay, let me go flip through my Bible. You have to immediately take yourself out of the flesh. You literally have to take yourself, because the first thing is your emotions that hit. And after that emotion hits, you have to get yourself together, pull it together, and say, okay, Lord, I can't trust you. I can't say I trust you just when I know it's about to happen, but I got to trust you right now in this instant to help me and get my family through this. Yeah. And that's when all that word, all that prayer, all that study, that's where the comforter comes
from. Yeah.
Exactly. Because you're walking with him every single day. And I don't care how long you've been in the church, just like you grow old, you continue have to grow old in life, because you may, the same challenges that you face at 20 are not going to be the same challenges you face at 50.
Amen.
So you have to be able to know that word to know which scriptures you apply when.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you know that you're walking, talking with him, so no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You know, fret not thyself
because of evildoers.
Just so you know that. You know, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help, because my help, our Lord knows. I don't know how many times I use that one.
Yeah.
And that's one that you pull when that happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When that happens, that's what you do. You look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that I don't have to be able to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be able to figure this out, because God is the one that's going to step in and handle it for me.
Amen. That's so powerful. And you know, again, all jokes aside, until you realize that's how bad I need God, that's the way. It's a personal thing until we grow into that.
Right.
And it's not just something I do or religion that I practice, but I need God.
Amen.
Right.
I need God like I need water every
day.
That's
right. More than
I need God like I need air every day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If anybody ever had their breath taken away from them and you trying to get your breath, you got to have a need for God like that.
That's right.
Are we there yet?
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
You know, I would say this to folk, you know, it is a growing thing,
mm-hmm.
but we've got to get to a point. I was hoping, Sister, I was hoping Sheila G would stretch it out a little bit. You know, too often we want to fit God in our little schedules.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, you know, you got to get that word and you know what you have to do in the course of a day. Start that day off.
Right.
Even if it's no more than one or two scriptures,
right.
that daily bread, or
mm-hmm.
open your Bible, pick a scripture,
mm-hmm. right.
start it off. Start off in prayer,
mm-hmm.
and on during the day. If you at lunchtime, instead of, you know, gobbling down all that food and chit chatting with your buddies, girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
pick up a little bit of that word,
right.
and then when you come home, because like you said, we need that
mm-hmm.
all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And no, Sunday morning you can't get mm-hmm. it all in. And to be honest with you. With the stuff that's going on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
our minds and our focus are just not there anyhow.
Right. Mm.
So we got to get to that point where you take him with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't get up out the bed without him.
Mm-hmm.
He's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But until we get to that point where we understand that, we're already lost. We might as well just throw ourselves off the temple
yeah.
and call
right.
it quits.
That's right. And by being that close to him, you get to the point where you recognize his voice.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's
and
awesome.
You can't really explain it because it is personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the way that you recognize
exactly.
the way I recognize it may
exactly.
be totally
mm-hmm.
different
yeah.
things. But I know what finds with me is he'll speak to me, and I tend to speak to other people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not even knowing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, you know what, that's what I needed to hear
mm-hmm.
when I needed to hear
mm-hmm.
But that's not me.
Right.
That's God saying, I want you to say this.
Speaking through you.
But you've got to make yourself available.
Yeah.
Wow, where did the time go?
Oh, my. Wow.
Where did the time go? Just 1 hour.
Amen.
Just 1 hour.
Amen.
So, Sheila G, we're going to ask you to close us out in prayer. Whatever your last statement is that you need to say, I know God has something that you need to say right now. So whatever you need to say, then close us out in prayer.
I just, the bottom line is we have to walk with the Lord daily. We have to trust the Lord, and we can't trust him and trust the things that he has, the destiny in our life, if we don't pray and grow
mm-hmm.
in his word. And we should make it up in our mind that every step that I do, regardless of whether something comes at me, I'm going to trust him.
Amen.
And trusting in God will get you through everything. And realize the biggest thing is the devil wants you to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever something bad happens
mm-hmm.
or things happen, you can always
That's
find
not
a positive.
Right, right.
You can always find a positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just rejoice. Rejoice and rejoice and rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
I will bless the Lord at
all
times. His praise shall continue
be
in my mouth. And everything give thanks. And when you start saying those things,
mm-hmm.
he just speaks peace to your spirit. And then the situation may be still there. It may be an unhappy situation, but you have the joy of the Lord, which
mm-hmm.
gives you strength. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for allowing us to see another lesson, Lord. I pray that each and every one of us will take this and hide it in our hearts, Lord, and just let it come through our lives, in our ministry, just the lives that we live to minister to others, Lord. Let us know that we need to draw closer and closer to you every single day of our
yeah.
lives
yeah.
so that we recognize your voice when you're speaking. Us, Lord. We recognize the situation when you're telling us, I got this. We recognize the situation when even the Lord tells us, this. You may not like this from a human
mm-hmm.
standpoint, but this is part of a destiny. This is part of your growth. This is why you have to go through this. Have that peace that surpasses all understanding,
yeah.
Lord. Lord, I just thank you for all your many, many
mm-hmm.
blessings.
Thank you.
In your precious name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Had a good night. We'll see you next Thursday night. Good night.
I know.